Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We want to go quickly into this Android. It's an Android commercial that Verizon puts on, and we're going to make it available to you on the VFN Torch. I'm not sure they would mind at all. But it's a casting vision. This is their vision, I believe. This 30-second spot is like casting a vision. And in this spot, I mean, we'll first play and you'll hear it. I'll tell you what's happening. They take it. They're taking the phone. The man's sitting in the seat like an operating room. They're strapping stuff on his body. DNA augmentation.
Speeds increasing to 4G LTE. Brain upgrading to a quad-core processor.
Brain is upgrading.
Predictive intelligence with Google Now complete.
Introducing Droid DNA by HTC. It's not an upgrade to your phone. It's an upgrade to yourself.
It's not an upgrade to your phone. It's an upgrade to yourself. Mm. You know, it's this thing's boiling down to two trees in the garden. It's boiling down to, here we are, we're Adam and we're Eve, and we're living, if you're a Christian, you're living in the time of rest because Jesus paid the price, and you got to trust God in the place of rest. And we got to say, don't eat. You can eat from anything you want to eat from, but there are certain things you don't do. And it looks like it's going to be a quest for knowledge. Obviously it is. Mm-hmm. You know, whoever, you know, has the information, it seems to be, you know, has some power, but not more powerful than God, who's all knowing and all present. And, but here they are in this, and this is the reason why this is so interesting. First of all, and we'll talk, you know, prophetically what it lines up with. But, the writer of the book, The Making of a Brain, talks about, he's the one that is working with artificial intelligence with Google, and his predictions, he made, I don't know, 100 and something predictions back in 1999, 98, and like 90% of them came to pass.
Ray Kurzweil.
Who?
Ray Kurzweil.
Yeah, Ray Kurzweil. And I got a little information about him on the Torch, but he just kind of sees how things go, and he takes like 5,000 pills a day, you know, 40, he takes hundreds of pills, you know, a day.
Reverse aging.
He wants to live forever and experience all this. And they're getting to the point is where they're going to be able to, this is what they're talking about in this particular commercial. And what they're doing, I believe, is casting vision in 30 seconds, real quick light, to get everybody used to, this is where we're going, this is what we want to do. And it says, as soon as they set this guy in this seat, like a big dentist chair, but it's like an operating room, and it lays back a little bit. They put these straps on him, some sort of like a parachute type harness type stuff, but it's not, it's just the harness parts. In the middle of it, has a place to snap the phone. As soon as they snap the phone inside of him, then they say that they're injecting DNA transformations. Mm-hmm. They're transforming the DNA. And by the way, your DNA is the original intent of God's creation.
Right.
They're getting in and messing with the original. No, they're messing with, we got the enemy messing with the original intent of the church, the original intent of America, and now he's getting into the original intent of the human body. The DNA determines, every cell has a DNA strand, and in that strand, it says, hey, I'm a lung, I'm a part of a lung, I'm a nose, I'm an eye. You know, when something breaks, it says heal. I mean, it's just the design of God. It's the operating system, if you would. And what they say is, when you put this Android product on you, and that's this Google product, I mean, it's really good, it's better to call it Google because that's what Android is. Mm-hmm. Put this Google product on you, then it begins to go straight in, and then it shows blood cells. Once it goes right into the human body, and it shows blood cells, but in addition to blood cells, it shows that nanotechnology where it has this little small, sizable blood cell type computers that are mixed in with the blood. And then that travels to the DNA strand, and then it lands on the DNA strand. You know, you have two strands, and it's connected like a twisted ladder. And it starts connecting those strands and running down those strands that connect them, like the steps on a ladder, and all of a sudden it's changing the original intent of the human being, the DNA, and then it goes from there, and the camera backs up, and it shows the man, and then it goes right into his forehead and goes into his brain, and it shows his neuroreceptors firing off, his neurons firing off. That's how you think, you know, thoughts and memories. You have a one fires off and it sends a signal and releases a chemical to cause another one to react, and all of a sudden a muscle moves or a memory or whatever. And it's like, oh my goodness, this is huge. This is huge. You know, and if anybody's been around me, you know that we've been practicing trying to operate without technology, because we had a huge issue for the longest time. I call the dark ages. We went totally just, we're just going to do this thing because this technology is so good. We're just going to trust technology to be able to, and did not, we moved away from all the practical ways for most of the existence of the earth, things were done. And, and it was amazing how it dampened down our participation in our process that God of working with us to do what we, and it's like the dark ages. I call it paper or plastic, which means technology are just beginning to get involved in the process of planning your day and your vision and your direction and where you're going. And people are no longer just a supposedly a data entry. Sometimes they say that you are, but you're not.
Right.
And, you know, but you really are. It's just, you know, it's just a data entry in their database, but you're not a personal relationship. And it is difficult. I mean, it's not difficult. It was difficult in a way that you have to realize I could do this faster. I could do this more efficiently. And, but the truth is, if I go that direction, I won't be in the process. So does God's design things for us to rule down here, and we're supposed to be in the process. We're not supposed to surrender our destiny over to a corporation. That's what Google is. Google is a business, and they have a lot of people that work there, and they make money from advertising and that type of thing. And, but it's a company. It's like the Coca-Cola company. You know, it's like the Walmart. It just happens to be a Google technology company that helps you, us get information and knowledge in that type of situation. But here now they're talking about taking their phone, Google's phone, and injecting it. And that's the ultimate goal. If you would see this particular man that we're talking about that was being interviewed and got the book, The Building of the Brain, and he worked with Google to develop this technology according to him when I saw him in an interview. But also
with NASA as well.
Yeah, working with NASA. But also he's working with us now where that your computer, which will be in you, will know what you need before you even ask and to begin to suggest it. And what happens in this commercial, it shows all of a sudden when everything kicks in and it's sitting, all of a sudden this display starts coming up on this phone and it starts saying, you're 40 minutes away from work, traffic as well, you have an appointment at such and such, and all of a sudden it just starts running your life.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing too that Google has, and it's all about gathering information and studying you, that's how they're able to create these computers.
Yeah.
Is that they have now a new laptop called the Google Chrome. It's a relatively inexpensive laptop, but because everything is internet-based, so they've created all these products like Gmail and Google Docs so that you can type in all your information. Everything is saved onto the Google Cloud. You don't need one piece of software, not one. The entire computer runs strictly off of the internet.
And with that, everything you send, they just get more knowledge about you and build a profile, because they say they're doing it because they want to be more efficient and to be to carry you way beyond what you can carry and you can do. And I had a dream, and this particular dream the Lord gave me very specifically. I was walking in this technology room, and this lady carries me back to this or these monitors are, and she showed me one particular one. And it was a live shot of the earth, but it was the center of an ocean. It was the center of the ocean where even the middle of nowhere, you haven't seen it. I've been in the Navy. So if you don't know where nowhere is, it's not where on land. It's in the water in the middle of where you're so far out. All you see is the curve of the earth. And, that God was showing me very specifically different things in this, that every square inch of the earth is going to be monitored. So what happens? A pirate ship comes up, they identify it, they send a drone out there and take it down. I mean, in logical sense, it just kind of said, hey, that would be good. Mm-hmm. Except for the fact that they can send a drone to take you down, you know? And it doesn't matter if you're American from what we're seeing too. But in that specific thing, and what you're seeing is in the Google Store and all these different things and other companies you're trying to keep up. But we have to be willing to say, you know what, even if I have to grow something, even if I have to grow my tomato, even if I have to starve to death, I have to be careful not just to go ahead and click through and say, you can use this as long as you accept these terms of agreement. Because what's going to happen is, you know, it says, this is what the Word of God says very specifically in the revelation of Christ, Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 through 18, talking about the beast and the beast economy and all that kind of thing that's going on, Satan. He says, he also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his forehead and on his right hand and on his forehead. This is pretty interesting because I just realized that they actually went into the man's forehead to be able to show that, and they gave him two injections on his right forearm.
Wow.
And their first, you know, by the way, Google's first sketch was the Burning Man, by the way. We see that 10 things you don't know about Google. You can find that on the Via Fantorch. They have no problem saying what they believe or don't believe in the context of that. So this is the end time economy, the beast economy, and it's what we're seeing being built here. He also forced everyone, small, great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand and on his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had a mark, which is the mark or the number of the beast. This calls for wisdom. If anyone has insight, let him calculate the number of the beast, for it is the man's number. His number is 666. Listen, it's getting that way. I mean, things are happening so quickly. It's only, will we let it happen or will we not let it happen? We're going to talk more about this in the extra hour, but they're talking about literally showing, injecting their system, their computerized system, which we call a Android phone, Google phone, into the man's body. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.